Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who is sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, sisters, today we will have the fourth class for the month of Ramadan, 1431 Hijri, 2010. And this is the second class of the answer supplication. And the answer supplication today are for the goodly offsprings. Inshallah, today we will learn from the Quran the answer supplication for righteous good offsprings. All of us parents have a very important hope that our kids will be righteous kids. Let us learn about this fact from Surah number 46, verse number 15. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه إحسانا حملته أمه كرها ووضعته كرها وحمله وفصاله 30 شهرا حتى إذا بلغ أشده وبلغ 40 سنة قال ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين.
And we have enjoined on men to be dutiful and kind to his parents. His mother bears him with hardship, and she brings him forth with hardship. And the bearing of him and the weaning of him is 30 months, till when he attains full strength and reaches 40 years, he said, My Lord, grant me the power and ability that I may be grateful for your favor, which you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents, and that I may do righteous good deeds, such as please you, and make my offering good. Truly, I have turned to you in repentance, and truly, I am one of the Muslims.
In this verse of the Quran, this believer is calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, and make my offspring good. Okay? This is a call from a believer in the Quran, calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take care of his kids and make them good ones. Actually, the question is why we must call on Allah to grant us righteous, goodly offsprings. The answer is that Allah is teaching us in the Quran that the children can be adornment, pleasure, provision, and also a good extension of their parents' good deeds, but also they can be the enemies of their parents. Accordingly, having good righteous offsprings must be a continuous supplication for every believer who is looking for the happiness in this life and the life to come. Let us learn about the positive aspect of having children according to the Quran. Number one, we must learn that children are adornments of the worldly life. We will read now from Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, verse number 46.
الله الرحمن الرحيم المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
And the day we shall... Wealth and children are adornment of the life of this world.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying in this verse of the Quran a Quranic rule which actually is clear to every one of us, is that wealth and children are the most important things people covet in this life. People's hopes are normally very closely linked to wealth and children. We will read also about children as an adornment of the worldly life in Surah Al-Imran, Surah number 3, verse number 14.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب.
Beautified for men is the love of things they covet. Women, children, much of gold and silver, branded beautiful horses, cattle, and well-filled land. This is the pleasure of the present world life.
Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us that children are a pleasure of the present worldly life. Okay, we will learn again from the Quran that children are a form of a provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will read from Surah Al-Shu'ara, Surah number 26. We will read Surah number 26, verse number 124. And then from 131 to 134. A'udhu billahi. First we will read from Surah number 26, verse number 124.
Okay, first
24. Yes, 124. Surah number 26, verse number 124.
That doesn't
go. Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ قال لهم أخوهم هود ألا تتقون.
When their brother Hud said to them, will you not fear Allah and obey him?
Okay, then sisters, we will read from 131 to 134. Okay. فاتقوا الله وأطيعون واتقوا الذي أمدكم بما تعلمون أمدكم بأنعام وبنين وجنات وعيون.
So fear Allah, keep your duty to Him and obey me, and keep your duty to Him, fear Him who has aided you with all that you know. He has aided you with cattle and children, and gardens and springs.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us that children, wealth, gardens, rivers and rains all are forms of Allah's provision which we must appreciate and thank for. Okay, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us about children, they are a form of a provision. In Surah Nuh, Surah number 71, verse from 10 to 12, 10, 11 and 12, Surah number 71, verse 10, 11 and 12. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا.
I said, ask forgiveness from your Lord. Verily, He is of forgiving. He will send rain to you in abundance and give you increasing wealth and children and bestow on your gardens and bestow on your rivers.
Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that rivers, gardens, children are all forms of the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, Allah taught us that children are our inheritance. In Surah Fatir, Surah number 35, verse number 39, we will learn about this fact. Surah number 35, verse number 39. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن هو الذي جعلكم خلائف في الأرض.
He it is who has made your successor generation after generation in the earth.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that on the earth one generation of humanity inherit another. So our children will inherit us. A fact which clarifies to us the importance of having righteous children who will be our extension on theirs. Regarding the belief in Allah's oneness, doing the good deeds, taking care of their belief in Allah. Okay, so now, sisters, we learn about children as an adornment, a blessing, provision, and also inheritance. We also must know that children will be a source of dua to the parents after the parents' death, which is a great blessing for the parents. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when son of Adam dies, his deeds, the deed of his record will be closed except for three deeds. One of them is a righteous son doing dua for him. Okay, what is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that at the minute or the second of death, the record of our deeds is closed. Okay, no more addition except for three deeds. One of them, if you have a righteous son or daughter who is doing dua for you after your death. Okay, because doing dua for you, okay, will be added to your record. For example, if I died, then my daughter will keep on doing dua to Allah. Oh Allah, forgive my mother's sin. Oh Allah, forgive my mother's sins. Okay, so when she will do this dua, and inshallah Allah will accept it, this means that while I am already dead, but my sins are forgiven, will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of my daughter dua. This is very important regarding having righteous kids in this worldly life, so that you will be all the time hoping that they will keep on doing dua for you after your death, and maybe through their dua you will be forgiven from your sins. Maybe your righteous sons or daughters will be your way to paradise through their dua to you after your death. This is the hope of every parent, to have a righteous son or daughter whom they are asking forgiveness for their parents after their death. They are asking for the refuge from the hell, and they ask paradise for their parents. Okay, so now, sisters, it is very clear to us, according to the previous verses of the Quran, that children are a blessing in the worldly life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His wisdom and mercy, He taught us that children can be also a trial and a temptation and enemies to their parents. We will learn about these facts from the Quran, so that inshallah we will be aware of how serious are our children in our life. We will read now about these facts from Surah number 64, verse number 15, that the children can be a trial and a temptation to their parents. Surah number 64, verse number 15. So now we will from Surah number 64, verse number 15. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم.
Your wealth and your children are only a trial, whereas Allah, with Him is a great reward.
Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us in this verse of the Quran that the children are only a trial. How the children can be a trial or a temptation in the worldly life? Let me clarify to you these sisters, so that inshallah we will be aware of the responsibility and the trust of the kids. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you children, this means that you are in a test. Why? Because you must prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will raise these children as believers in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those whom they don't raise their Muslim children as believers in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they fail the test, okay, of the children. Allah is clarifying here in Surah number 64, verse number 15, your wealth and your children are only a trial. Okay, if they are not true believers in the oneness of Allah, they will be a great trial on the day, in this worldly life, but more on the day of judgment. Okay, because they were a trust for the parents to raise them Muslims, believers, and the parents didn't fulfill the trust. Okay, so this is how the children can be a trial, also the children can be a temptation, because they can occupy your time and you can be all the time busy with them, and then you will don't have you may not have time for the obedience of Allah's commands. So you must realize these facts regarding the children. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam once was delivering a sermon while his grandsons Al-Hasan and Al-Hussein, they came wearing two red shirts, and they were not walking in a good way. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam got down from the pulpit and took them up, placing them next to him. Alaykum salam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, Allah speak the truth. Wealth and children are only a trial and a temptation. I saw these two young boys, they were not walking in a good way. I couldn't wait. I had to interrupt my speech and lift them up. This is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because of his feeling and emotion towards his grandsons Al-Hasan and Al-Hussein, while they were coming and they were not walking in a good way, he was afraid that they may fall down. He stopped the sermon and he went down and he bring them up. Okay? So this is for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how our kids can occupy our mind and can occupy our time and be a trial in our worldly life. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified in the Quran, your children can be your enemies. In the same surah, surah number 64, verse number 14, we will read about this fact so that we will be aware of it. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن من أزواجكم وأولادكم عدوا لكم فاحذروهم وإن تعفوا وتصفحوا وتغفروا فإن الله غفور رحيم.
O you who believe, verily among your wives and your children they are enemies for you. Therefore, be aware of them. But if you pardon them and overlook and forgive, then verily Allah is all forgiving, most merciful.
Actually, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was asked about the meaning of this verse of the Quran, he said, there were men who embraced Islam in Mecca and wanted to migrate to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina. However, their wives and children refused to allow them to migrate. Later, when they joined Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina, they found that those who migrated early, they have gained knowledge in their religion. So they become very upset. The meaning is that generally children can occupy your time and utilize your effort, and there will be no time or effort for learning the knowledge or practicing your religion in sincerity. And actually, sisters, regarding that from our children, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, among our children and our spouses, there are enemies. Actually, nowadays, I believe that most of the children, if they are not raised according to Islam, in reality, they are the enemies of their parents. Because they give their parents very hard time. This is what is going on in reality. If we will talk realistic, okay, and if we will look around, we will notice that 90% of the children are enemies to their parents. Because when you are a parent and you become old by time, you will not be so strong as you were when you were young, aged. Okay? And when you are old, you cannot tolerate a young man or a young woman, your son or your daughter, all the time when you tell them, pray later, read Quran later, Don't talk to these kids, they are not good, this is my freedom. Close the television, this program is not good, this is my freedom. Don't put this kind of clothes, this is my freedom. Okay, all the time you will notice that parents are having hard time trying to guide their kids to the normal way, and also kids always nowadays, or the children always, when they grow up, they forget completely about caring for their parents. This is the time of selfishness and corruption. The days which we are living nowadays are the days of corruption and selfishness. Accordingly, most of the children, in reality, okay, most of us don't like to say my children are my enemies, because we love our children. We hope for them to be better than us, but in reality, when someone will always give you hard time, when someone will waste your time, waste your life, waste your health, waste your effort, always send for you messages of guilty feelings. This will be someone who likes you, who cares for you, who fears Allah? No. Why? Because we didn't raise them according to the Islamic way of life, and also we forget to do supplication for the righteous children. This is the aim of this class, sister. When for those whom they will marry, or they are just married and they don't have kids and they are looking for kids, when you call on Allah to have kids, don't just say, oh Allah, give me kids, or I am looking for children. Call on Allah to give you the righteous, good children, not any children, because they will be your enemies. If they are not good, they will be your enemies. Okay, and it is better not to have children whom they are your enemies than to have this kind of children which are all around nowadays. Okay? Now I will give you three proofs from the Quran regarding children whom they are enemies to their parents, so that you highly appreciate the supplication which you will learn today regarding having good children. The first example of the bad children in the Quran is in Surah number 46, verse number 17. We will read from 46, verse number 17. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الذي قال لوالديه أف لكم أتعدانني أن أخرج وقد خلت القرون من قبلي وهما يستغيثان الله ويلك آمن إن وعد الله حق فيقول ما هذا إلا أساطير الأولين. We will read also 18. أولئك الذين حق عليهم القول في أمم قد خلت من قبلهم من الجن والإنس إنهم كانوا خاسرين.
But he who says to his parents, fie upon both, you both, do you hold out the promise to me that I shall be raised up when generations before me have passed away? While they invoke Allah for help, who to you believe, verily the promise of Allah is true. But he says, this is nothing but the tales of the ancients. They are those against whom the word is justified among the previous generations of jinn and mankind that have passed away. Verily, they are ever the losers.
Actually, sister, this is the story of a couple of parents. They were believers, but the child is disobedient and undutiful to his parents, actually addressing them with arrogance and disrespect, hurting their feelings. He then denies the resurrection, citing that no one from the past generation has ever come to life. The parents were so upset with his words, so they appeal to him and pray to Allah for help. But the child persists with disbelief and denial. Accordingly, he will be one of the losers. This is the proof, sisters. This is the proof, sisters, of the hard time which the parents live when they have a bad, arrogant, disobedient son. And now we will learn about the second example. Actually, the second example of the bad son is in Surah Hud, and it is related to the son of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Now we will read from Surah Hud. Read from verse Surah number 11. We will read from Surah number 41. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 41, 42 and 43 from Surah Hud, to know about the bad son in the Quran, the son of Prophet Nuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وقال اركبوا فيها بسم الله مجراها ومرساها إن ربي لغفور رحيم وهي تجري بهم في موج كالجبال ونادى نوح ابنه وكان في معزل يا بني اركب معنا ولا تكن مع الكافرين قال سآوي إلى جبل يعصمني من الماء قال لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله إلا من رحم وحال بينهما الموج فكان من المغرقين.
And he, Noah, said, embark therein in the name of Allah, will be its moving course and its anchorage. Surely my Lord is of forgiving, most merciful. So it sailed with them amidst waves like mountains, and Noah called out to his son, who had separated himself, O my son, embark with us and be not with the disbelievers. The son replied, I will betake myself to some mountain. It will be safe. It will save me from the water. Noah said, this day there is no savior from the decree of Allah, except him of whom he has mercy. And waves came in between them, so the son was amongst the drowned.
Okay. Actually, sister, this is the story of Prophet Nuh, and what we read now is the only day in the human life when, in spite of the fact that there were no clouds in the sky, rain poured in quantities never seen before on the earth. There was no clouds. This is the only day when the sky start to rain, but there were no clouds. Okay, also water rose from the cracks on the earth. There was not a crack from which water didn't rise. The water invaded the land, and the earth for the first time was submerged. All the earth. In the name of Allah, the ark of Prophet Nuh and the believers sailed in the waves towering like mountains, moving away from the land of the disbelievers. At this terrible moment, Prophet Nuh looks in a certain direction and he notices that one of his sons is not in the ark. So Prophet Nuh called the son to embark with him and not to stay with the disbelievers. Disobedient as he is, the son didn't respond to his loving father. He doesn't realize the extent of the terrible event which is taking place. As he replied to his father that he shall seek refuge in a mountain, which will offer him a protection from the water. For the last time to have a conversation together, Prophet Nuh replied, today there is no protection from anyone, for anyone from Allah's judgment, except those who shall enjoy His mercy. Unfortunately, the scene changed and the towering waves swallowed everything, and the sun was among those who were drowned. You see, sister, this is the example of the disbeliever or the disobedient or the arrogant son who refused to obey his father, the prophet. His father was a prophet. It was a very critical moment in the history of humanity. But in spite of everything, out of his disobedience, he refused to embark with his father, and he was actually drowned on that day. Now we will learn about the third example of the bad sons in the Quran. which are mentioned in the Quran in Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, verse number 80 and 81. Surah number 18, verse number 80 and 81. I am giving you this example, Surah number 18, Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 80 and 81. I am giving you many examples from the Quran, sister, to be sure that our children can be our enemies. This is the son of Prophet Nuh, the prophet. The son of the prophet is the enemy of his father. Okay? Now we will learn another example also of a son who is enemy to his parents, whom they are true believer in Allah, true believers in Allah, but still the son is not. Okay? Surah number 18, verse number 80 and 81, so that we can realize the importance of doing dua to our kids all the time, children, and to Allah to grant us kids whom they are righteous and true believers. Surah number 18, verse number 80 and 81. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وأما الغلام فكان أبواه مؤمنين فخشينا أن يرهقهما طغيانا وكفرا فأردنا أن يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحما.
And as for the boy, his parents were believers, and we feared lest he should oppress them by rebellion and disbelief. So we intended that their Lord should change him for them, for one better in righteousness and nearer to mercy.
Actually, sister, this is one of the stories of Surah Al-Kahf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that there are events of our life which sometimes we cannot understand its meaning, but it is always for our sake. This is the story of a young man. Actually, he was a boy who harbored the seeds of unbelief and wickedness while he was young, and they increased with him as he grew up. Had he lived, he would have caused his parents, the believers as they were, too much trouble. He might have led them out of love of for him to follow him in his weakness, in his disbelief. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed the goodly servant to kill that boy, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace that boy with a good one. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us in Surah Al-Kahf that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for some of the parents to lose their kids, that is to say, those whom their kids become sick and died, or they are killed in car accident, or whatever any reason for death for their kids, they must be sure that there is a wisdom behind this decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some children whom they are not actually good, whom they are not believers, whom they are not respectable. They will cause trouble for their parents, so long as the parents are true believers in Allah. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get rid of these kids. And then Allah will replace the parents with other children, inshallah, whom they are good ones. Okay, so now these are the three examples from the Quran regarding the bad children. We must realize that children are a blessing if they are good and obedient and believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we are looking to have children, we must call on Allah to grant us the good children. Now today, inshallah, we will learn four accepted supplications from the Quran for the goodly offsprings. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, he has two answered supplications for the goodly springs. Prophet Zakaria alayhi salam, he has two answered supplications for goodly springs. Now we will learn these supplications so that inshallah you always, if you don't have kids and you are looking to have kids, keep this supplication all the time, okay, before having the kids. If you have kids, keep also on doing dua to your kids, inshallah, so that Allah will make them from the good ones. Now we will learn first about the two supplications of Prophet Ibrahim, answered supplication. I will give you the supplication, inshallah, from the Quran, and I will give you the answer from the Quran, so that you will be sure that, inshallah, these are answered supplication. The first one is from Surah As-Saffat. Now we will read from Surah As-Saffat, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah number 37, verse number 100. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Rabbi habli min as-salihin.
My Lord, grant me offsprings from the righteous.
Yes. So this sister, this is the first answer supplication regarding having good offsprings or righteous offsprings. Prophet Ibrahim called on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, my Lord, grant me offsprings from the righteous. The answer is in the next verse, verse number 101, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ.
So we gave him the glad tidings of a forbearing boy.
Okay. Actually, this is the answer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glad tiding of a forbearing boy who is Prophet Ismail. Okay? Regarding Prophet Ismail, that he is from the righteous, this is mentioned in detail in Surah Maryam, Surah number 19, verse number 54 and 55, so that she will be sure that the supplication of Prophet Ibrahim was answered and he had a righteous son. We will know about that righteous son, Prophet Ismail alayhi salam, from Surah number 19, verse number 54 and 55. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Waskur fil kiri Ismail. Surah number 19. Verse number 54 and 55. Now we will learn about the righteous son. We will have the proof that he is a righteous son. Prophet Ismail is a righteous son. وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدَ وَكَانَ رَسُولَ النَّبِيَّ وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيَّ.
And mention in the book Ismail, verily he was true to what he promised, and he was a messenger and a prophet. And he used to enjoy on his family and his people a salat and the zakat, and his Lord was pleased with him.
You see, sister, so this is Prophet Ismail, the answered supplication of Prophet Ibrahim. When Prophet Ibrahim called on Allah, my Lord, grant me offspring from the righteous, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him Prophet Ismail, who is a prophet, who is true to what he promised. Allah is pleased with him. So now, inshallah, sisters, we will learn about the second answered supplication of Prophet Ibrahim. Actually, this supplication now is the supplication of Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ismail. Okay, Prophet Ismail grew up and both of them did a supplication. An answered supplication. We will read it from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 129. Now from Surah number 2, verse number 129, this is the supplication of Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ismail. When Prophet Ismail grew up and he was with his father building Alba in Mecca, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam minhum yatlu alayhim ayatika wa yu'allimuhumu al-kitaba wal-hikmata wa yuzakkihim innaka antal azizul hakim.
Our Lord, sit amongst them a messenger of their own, who shall recite unto them your verses and instruct them in the book and al-hikmah, and purify them. Verily, you are the Almighty, the All-Wise.
So now this is an answered supplication of Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ismail, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send amongst the generation, their generations, a messenger who will be, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, teaching them the Islamic law and will purify them. The answer of that supplication is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from the family of Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ismail, the descendants of Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually is the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed for him the Quran, and he is the one who taught us the Islamic law, and was he and the Quran were the source of purification for the Muslims. Now we will learn about the answer of this supplication in the same surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, surah number 2, verse number 151, to be sure that this is an answered supplication. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, surah number 2, verse number 151. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, كما أرسلنا فيكم رسولا منكم يتلو عليكم آياتنا ويزكيكم ويعلمكم الكتاب والحكمة ويعلمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون.
Similarly, we have sent among you a messenger of your own, reciting to you our verses and purifying you, and teaching you the book and the hikmah, and teaching you that which you used not to know.
You see, sister, this was exactly the supplication of Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ismail, to send among the descendants a messenger of their own, reciting the verses of the Quran, teaching the Quran, purifying them. Okay, this is the answer. Allah sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed for him the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him actually the role model and the best ever created human being on the earth, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, so in our worldly life or in our daily life, when we are looking for to have children, we must call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the same call of Prophet Ibrahim, my Lord, grant me offspring from the righteous, not just offspring, because just offspring can be our enemies. Okay, we want inshallah children or offsprings to be a blessing and to be actually an adornment and a provision. My Lord, grant me offspring from the righteous. Now we will learn about two other answered supplications to have righteous offspring from the Quran. They are both by Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam. The first one is in Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, verse number 38. We will learn about the answered supplication of Prophet Zakariya to have a righteous son. Surah number 3, verse number 38. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. هنالك دعا زكريا ربه قال رب هب لي من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء.
At that time Zakariya invoked his Lord saying, O my Lord, grant me from you a good offspring. You are indeed the all hearer of invocation.
Now again, sisters, I want you to notice the words of Prophet Zakariya. Oh my Lord, grant me a good offspring. A good offspring, not only an offspring, no. A good offspring. This is how we learn from the Quran how to call on Allah, what we must be looking for, a good offspring. Okay, and he said, grant me from you, because Allah is the one who is providing us for everything. Allah is the source of everything in our life. Okay, what was the answer? The answer is in the next verse, verse number 39, surah number 3. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send for him the answer. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فنادته الملائكة وهو قائم يصلي في المحراب أن الله يبشرك بيحيى مصدقا بكلمة من الله وسيدا وحصورا ونبيا من الصالحين.
39.
Then the angels called him while he was standing in prayer in Al-Mihrab, saying, Allah gives you glad tidings of Yahya, confirming the word from Allah.
Noble,
keep away from sexual relations with women, a prophet from among the righteous.
Okay. So actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the angels to call on Prophet Zakariya while he was praying in the praying place. And they said to him, Allah gives you the glad tidings of Yahya John, who is actually a prophet and a righteous son. Okay? So this is the answer of the call of Prophet Zakariya. When we want to call on Allah for kids, for children, we can use the words of Prophet Ibrahim, or the words of Prophet Zakariya. Prophet Ibrahim said, My Lord, grant me offspring from the righteous. Prophet Zakariya said, Oh my Lord, grant me from you a good offspring. Okay, these two supplications must be memorized by all the Muslims, the fathers and mothers, before having children, so that inshallah, Allah will grant them the good offsprings. Okay, Prophet Yahya, Prophet John is the answer of the second supplication. You see, when Prophet Zakariya called on Allah for a good righteous offspring, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him Prophet Yahya. Okay, actually, we will learn now about the second supplication of Prophet Zakariya. Prophet Zakariya was an old man. His wife was barren. He was all the time looking for a son. But because he became very old, he was worried that he will never have a son. So in many verses of the Quran, he was calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have the son. He called in Surah Al-Imran, and he called in Surah Al-Anbiya, and he called in Surah Maryam. Now we will learn from Surah Maryam about the same hope of Prophet Zakariya to have a son. Surah number 19, verse 5 and 6. In order to learn about this answer supplication of Prophet Zakariya in details and to realize how Prophet Zakariya was in a very critical situation and very tough circumstances regarding having a son, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy and power and wisdom, Allah answered that supplication and Allah granted him the righteous son. Let us learn in more details about this story. We will read from Surah Maryam. We will start from verse number 2, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to verse number 9, from 2 to 9. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will learn about the supplication and the answer of the supplication in details, so that we will realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to do everything, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can answer all the supplications. There is nothing difficult for Allah. There is nothing impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا قال ربي إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك ربي شقيا وإني خفت الموالي من ورائي وكانت امرأتي عاقرا فهب لي من لدنك وليا يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب واجعله ربي رضيا يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى لم نجعل له من قبل سميا قال ربي أنى يكون لي غلام وكانت امرأتي عاقرا وقد بلغت من الكبر عتيا
قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين هو علي هين وقد خلقتك من قبل ولم تك شيئا.
Okay, I will read it so that I will explain it. Okay, this is a mention of the mercy of your Lord to his slave Zechariah. When he called out his Lord Allah, a call in secret, he said, "My Lord, indeed my bones have grown feeble, and gray hair has spread on my head. I have never been unblessed in my invocation to you, O my Lord. And verily I fear my relatives after me, and my wife is barren. So give me from yourself an heir. Who shall inherit me and inherit the posterity of Jacob, and make him my Lord, one with whom you are well blessed?" Allah said, "O Zechariah, verily we give you the glad tidings of a son, whose name will be Yahya John. We have given that name to none before him." He said, "My Lord, how can I have a son when my wife is barren and I have reached the extreme old age?" Allah said, "So it will be. Your Lord says it is easy for me. Certainly I have created you before when you have been nothing." This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifying to us that when Allah wants to answer the supplication, Allah will answer the supplication in spite of any difficult circumstances, because Allah is the power, Allah is the will, Allah is the controller of everything on the earth. The most important, sisters, as I clarified in the previous class, that we must be obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must have the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must never lose the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must keep on repeating our dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must be patient with the response of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we must be sure that Allah will never send your hands empty when you raise your hands to the most merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Zechariah was extremely old age. His wife was barren. But out of the mercy and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah granted him Prophet Yahya, who is having, this was the first time on the earth to have a human being who is having that name, Yahya Jun. Also Allah was pleased with him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, a prophet. Okay, so in conclusion, sisters, it is the duty of every Muslim father and mother to call on Allah to grant them righteous children through following those answered supplications which are mentioned in the Quran. Also, we must all the time be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all his blessings, and let us inshallah make the dua now to remind everybody.